Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Oh, I love that little intro, don't you? This is Starscast, your host tonight on the Star Psychics Network. I welcome everybody. We are going to be talking on past lives. I have with me tonight Stars Caitlin Clare. I always stumble on that, don't I? I don't know why. Stars James and Stars Maya. We should have Stars Morningstar in our chat room. And that's a good thing, always to have that going, and it's really wonderful. I remind everybody to keep the questions, your little readings, to one question, and, you know, do go visit my stars over at the site. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com, because they do this, you know, just to promote and out of the goodness of their heart, and I think it's a wonderful thing. But, you know, they are in business for themselves. They do work on my site, so... And everybody can get 5 free minutes. Such a deal, right? So I'm going to let Stars Maya start the show here. And Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening to everyone. So I guess I'll take it away.
Yeah, take it away.
I'll take it away. My voice is a little hoarse this evening, so I'm going to apologize in advance for that. You know, it's that time of year where the little colds crop up. So we have a very interesting and kind of a contradictory, I've found, subject matter, which is past lives. There's a lot of beliefs out there. Not only is there some debate whether there actually exists or there actually is past lives, but where we go deeper than that, which is why this is going to be a two-part series, because we have a deeper look at what are past lives and what do they mean. And, I mean, this is a really deep subject. So, first of all, I'm going to introduce that I do believe in past lives, or some people might refer to it as reincarnation. And I do believe that we have lived on the physical earth before. And as I've mentioned to my listeners, and I only mention this over and over so that our listeners know from where I'm coming from, because not everyone is going to resonate with me, and each of us are different. So I have very strong Christian beliefs, and I do believe in God. And in a sense, you might say that that's an oxymoron to say that I believe in the Christian God, and I'm actually Southern Baptist, but yet I believe in reincarnation and past lives. But my spirituality is always first and foremost in my life. And, of course, that allows me to be accepting and intrigued even by, and I do embrace also other styles. I don't want to use the word religions, but other styles of spirituality. So first and foremost, I believe in past lives. I see past lives as a way of learning lessons and that we return. And to me, it's kind of like we come here on earth, we live in the physical world because the spiritual world as a pure energy spirit is without all the obstacles like money problems, jobs, relationships. I see that as completely different. Therefore, my belief system is that we are reincarnated, and in some instances, I believe that we choose to come back for a particular lesson, a particular person, or a particular reason. But I also have the belief that, again, for me, this would be God, that a higher being or a higher creation oftentimes, not, I don't want to say forces us, but let's just say that we are encouraged and we are sent back to earth because we need to rise to a higher level and we need the lessons that only the physical life can give us. So if what, you know, what I would use as an analogy is, let's say that you had a child, a baby, and that child remained in a sleeping state until they were 40 years old. They would have no way of relating to the world, of learning all the experiences and lessons. So to me, that's what past lives, that, and there's a lot, for me, there's a lot of information about past lives. But that's my intro on past lives. And with that, I'm going to welcome in and pass the ball over to Miss Stars Caitlin Clare.
Thank you, Maya. That was very interesting. And it's interesting, since we have such different spiritual beliefs, we can, you know, really be in agreement with, you know, the belief in past lives and why we have them. For me as an astrologer, it's one of the first things I always look at when I look at any kind of chart, especially a natal chart, because that will show you, you know, from a past life, what karma and baggage you're bringing with you, and what you need to work out, and the best way to achieve that goal by utilizing positive traits is represented by the north node. The south node is where we carry all our baggage. So if I was to look at today's chart, we need to use our abilities to be, you know, very efficient and organized, organized mind, organized body, because we're still struggling with stubbornness and jealousy as represented by the south node in Taurus. So things like envy are things characteristically for everybody that we need to get rid of. If your south node and your natal chart is in Taurus, then yeah, this is especially a big wake-up call. What's also interesting is that this tonight's moon phase coincides a lot with past lives, and being a Buddhist pagan, I am a firm believer in them, and I'm a firm believer that we come back until we learn, and we bring our teammates with us. Like, kind of, you know, we get our karmic teammates based on our actions, and we bring each other from life to life, and until we figure out how to help each other, we're going to keep coming back. Anyway, regarding the moon phase, the moon has just literally entered Capricorn, and it's a waxing crescent moon, and what this means right now is we're really at a point where we're struggling a bit with patterns and insecurities we've brought from past incarnations. And the obstacles that present themselves are karmic through the people that we feel like we're in opposition with or having problems with. We've brought them with us. We've known these people before. So the lesson is, during this lunar phase, is we need to find different ways to respond, or these lessons will continue to repeat themselves. We also have a grand trine going on from the ascendant, which is our rising sign, or in the natural zodiac, that would be 0 degrees of Aries. It's hitting Saturn, which rules things like justice and discipline, and then Jupiter, which just basically blows everything up and expands it. Is now the time, because it's a trine, we have an opportunity to release these bad habits and put positive discipline into our lives where it may be lacking. Time doesn't get better than that. So on that, I'll turn it over to James.
All right. This is Star James. Wow. Thank you. Anyway, so yeah, I will continue on that. Actually, my viewpoint as well is a Christian viewpoint. I'm from a Judeo-Christian background, and ordained in the Christian church in a Protestant church. So I do hold a lot of the same viewpoints in terms of Christianity. And actually, I don't necessarily see a dichotomy between the Christian faith and reincarnation and past lives. I actually think that there's biblical evidence of it as well. Specifically Matthew 17 is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, but it talks about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, Jesus says that John the Baptist came back, and that John the Baptist came back was Elijah and came back in. That it was Elijah coming back as a reincarnation. And so that's what, you know, that's what Matthew 17 says about that, and kind of aligns with the past life ideology and idea. I actually really like that chapter too, because it talks about spirit guides in that chapter, and it's one of the only sections that really identifies spirit guides. It's that transfiguration of Jesus. If you're not familiar with that, it's when Jesus goes out to have prayer time, and Elijah and Moses come and manifest, which are representations of spirit guides that manifest with him and guide him through the next phase of his journey. So that kind of touches on a few different ideas that most traditional evangelical Christians don't really resonate with or have a belief system related to, simply because it's just not taught as much in modern, especially Western Christianity. I know that it is taught, past lives are taught and discussed in like Coptic Christianity, the Coptic faith, more Egyptian, that part of the world, and I believe Eastern Orthodox as well. But anyway, that's just kind of a place where it really specifically talks about it. Same way, I think it's either Mark 7 or Mark 9, I'm not sure. But both of those talk about past lives related specifically to John the Baptist being a reincarnation of Elijah. So that's my take on it, just in terms of a theological viewpoint, I guess, or a bibliological viewpoint, since I am an ordained minister and studied the Bible. And I've never really had an issue, even when I was younger and was really influenced by the evangelical church. I've always really kind of resonated more with the idea that, you know, this isn't really our first trip, and you know, that we're walking through and walking out issues related to our past lives. That just seemed to make sense to me. So I kind of have always had that particular viewpoint as well. So I guess that's it for right now. I'm sure I'll have more to say, but I guess that's it for right now. If you want to take over, Stars Maya.
Okay, thank you, Stars James, and I appreciate you giving us those quotes from the Bible. And I think it probably, too, depends on, you know, just like everything, I think many books can be subject to interpretation because we're basing it on how it's taught to us. So, and continuing with past lives, this is Stars Maya again, and it seems like we're all in agreement on two aspects, and that is that we all believe that we do reincarnate and that we do believe and support the theory of past lives. And the second thing we all seem to be in harmony with is that it's a learning experience, and it's these lives are teaching us either specific lessons or perhaps general lessons that we all need to learn. So what I was going to bring up, and then let each of you, you know, say your question or your answer or what you'd like to say, is I have a lot of I love doing past life readings. It's something that I really enjoy, and I do have to go into a meditative state to do it. It takes a very long time. It's not something that I can do easily. I mean, I might pick up something small, but I mean, to do a complete past life takes quite a bit of time for me. So it's something I prefer to do over like 4 or 5 days and take my time so that the information, so to me, the story, so that I can be enriched with the details and I can actually ask to be walked through that as though I'm that person. But one thing that a lot of clients bring up, and I wanted to propose to both of you to see where you stand with that, is I oftentimes have a lot of clients ask me, oh, and I'm sorry, I'm going to step back for a moment. And I believe you said, Stars James, I know Stars Caitlin did. She called them key people. I call them familiars. I do believe that we have a minimum of about 5 people, and soulmates would be included in those, although they're kind of in a different category, in my opinion. But we do have the majority of our lives are lived with at least 5 of the same spiritual energy people, and our relationships may change, and our, this is my feeling, our relationships may change. So a soulmate, generally, most of the lives, I believe, we come back, and there is a romantic aspect, but we have other familiars, like, say, we may have a friend, someone that we meet in this life that we just instantly resonate with, we instantly feel comfortable with, a friend, and we could have had a past life where they were our mother or we were their mother. And I do believe, too, that we change genders. I believe that my belief system is that inherently we are a male or a female, and I think this is going to cause a big, but that's good because we want that. That's exciting on this show. I feel that we're inherently a male or a female spirit, and that we come back as the opposite gender because we have to see all sides of the story. So that's what I wanted to put out there, and I have a lot of clients that ask that question and also ask, how much does my past life affect this life? And so I'm going to go ahead and turn that over, starting with you, Stars Caitlin, to get your input and anything else that, of course, you wanted to add. And remember, we've got two times that we get to do this. So we don't have to cram everything into one show because there's just too much. So we have two shows. So go ahead, Stars Caitlin. I can hear you chomping at the bit over there.
No. Well, I really enjoy, you know, doing past life readings for clients because I get to combine a little bit of everything. I, too, really prefer to have time to meditate before I really sit down and do that sort of a reading. And it's something I like to do in solitude and, you know, in silence. So it usually takes me about a day, but I like to combine, you know, an astrology chart, their natal one. I do an 8-card past life tarot spread. And then once I've been opened up through meditation, it's very easy for me to pick up on different, you know, energies that are surrounding the client and some of the questions that go along with past lives. I, too, get a lot of questions about past lives, and while I can do, you know, a quick reading, you know, on the phone or in the chat room, I think you get a lot more depth when you really take the time and, you know, give the reader a day to really give you something that, you know, you can always look back on when, you know, various things arise in your life, like, wow, I keep, you know, meeting the same challenge over and over again. Why is this? You probably brought it over. And as far as soulmates, I don't think that if someone, you know, necessarily is going to be romantic and a soulmate. I think in the past we've probably had romances with this person, or we will in the future, but just because someone's your soulmate in this life doesn't always necessarily mean it is a romantic relationship. They could have been your mother, your brother, your cousin, the dude who lives down the street. You just never know. And as far as gender goes, yeah, I definitely think that we switch genders based on what we need to learn. If we need to learn the male experience, that's what we're going to manifest as. If we need to learn the female experience, that's what we're going to manifest as. Do I think one happens more than the other? Yeah, I kind of believe that our spirits are generally, you know, either male or female for the most part, but that doesn't mean we can't have a different experience since, you know, you're basically a spirit occupying a human body, and that gender, you know, may be male and, you know, the spirit may be female. It doesn't mean you're not going to learn anything. As for familiars, I have to laugh because I use that term specifically for animals. So I think it's interesting that, you know, different people have different terms for, you know, soulmates and, you know, folks that, you know, we bring over from previous lives. I like to call them, you know, the karmic team. But, on that, yeah, I think that past life readings are very positive. I've had a past life regression done, and it was a very, you know, teary, but, you know, a very moving experience, and I would definitely recommend that, you know, if you have the opportunity to definitely get a reading done, it's very interesting, if nothing else.
So before we, this is Stars Maya, I just wanted to clarify something, Stars Caitlin, before we turn it over to James. So when we're talking about soulmates, what you are saying, if I understood you correctly, you're stating that we can have a soulmate that's a friend, which actually I do agree with that. But what I'm talking about is a romantic partner soulmate. I feel that the majority, not perhaps every single life, but the majority of lives were lived in the past with some type of romantic connection. And you, on the other hand, do not ascribe to that ideology.
No, I believe it could have happened in the past, but just because it happened in a past life doesn't mean it's going to carry over in this life. In this life,
okay,
perhaps that soulmate becomes your brother, and in a past life they were your husband, because you need to learn the lessons in this life as brother and sister as opposed to husband and wife. However, there's still a deeply connected relationship, and sometimes I also think that we get to, you know, marry perhaps a soul that didn't come, you know, with the rest of the karmic team, that we get to engage with a completely new person who is now going to be in our ongoing, you know, connectedness
collection
with soulmates, you know, moving
forward. That's really interesting. That a little light bulb just went off. So I love with, you know, sharing with you and Stars, James, because that happens a lot. You know, it broadens my horizons, and I really do learn. So that's interesting, and I hadn't thought of that, but I would have to say that I agree with you. This is Stars Maya, and that's a wonderful point. Thank you for bringing that up, Stars Caitlin, because that's an important point, and I think our listeners are probably, if I was a listener, I would be like, oh, this is so fabulous. So I guess, are we ready to turn it over to Stars James and let him type in his thoughts?
Sure.
All right.
And
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
this is Stars James. Okay, so I'm probably going to be the one that's the oddball out here. I don't believe that our spirits are a specific gender. And actually, I'm gonna take a step back and discuss kind of my viewpoint, my overall viewpoint on what, you know, where we come from. And I believe that we come from oneness, and we're experiencing duality. And one of the aspects of duality is it is our gender. But I don't believe our spirits have a gender. I believe that we are created in God's image, or we manifest here in God's image, and God's spirit is neither male nor female. It embodies both masculine and feminine traits. So my personal perspective on that is that, you know, really our spirits, our highest self, is oneness. It is the embodiment of both masculine and feminine traits. Now, when we manifest, we have, you know, different hormones and different thought processes and different things that kind of steer us in the direction between masculine and feminine, you know, and male and female, obviously. But, you know, in terms of the spirit realm, I don't really believe that there is male and female. And of course, you know, being Christian, there are several scriptures that there is no male and that are representative of that there is no male and female. Like one of them real specifically is in heaven or on the spiritual plane, the astral plane. There is no male and female. It's just, you know, there's no duality there. Secondly, I do believe that we carry people over. In terms of soulmates, I don't believe that soulmates have to be, you know, like the same relationship over and over again, especially romantically. I think that we kind of interchange where, you know, a brother, sister, best friend can be a lover in another lifetime. But I do believe we keep kind of the same circle, what I refer to as the metron. The metron means sphere of influence, and I believe that that's forever expanding, kind of like the universe is always expanding, that every lifetime, kind of like what Caitlin Clare was saying, that we can have a totally new person come into our experience, and we can have a romantic relationship with them or some sort of dynamic relationship with them, and ideally that's an ever-expanding kind of bubble. Again, going back to we are oneness experiencing duality, oneness manifesting itself as duality, but always reaching towards oneness again. So we incorporate more and more people into that sphere until we reach that state of oneness again.
Okay, wow. This is Stars Maya. Yeah, and I had a feeling that you were going to say that, Stars James, because I'm familiar with some of those Bible passages. So in going along with that theory that there's no real sexual identity in terms of spiritual energy, could we take that a step further? And so then if we're dealing with the angelic realm or the spiritual realm, those that, let's say, just as an example, they have met the criteria, let's say, and learned the lessons. Now, do you see those as being genderless?
I believe that they're genderless, but also I do know that, you know, a lot of angelic energies, a lot of the angelic energy will represent itself as either male or female, just like the divine. I mean, we can't put a gender on the divine, but mother, the archetype of mother and the archetype of father are both represented in the divine as well. But that doesn't necessarily mean that God is either male or female. Well, it depends on who you talk to, really. I guess there's quite a few people that believe that God is only male, which is just silly to me, because then where would female ever come from if God is the main archetype of everything? So I kind of believe the same way with the angelic realm. Is certainly they can manifest with masculine energy or feminine energy, but that doesn't necessarily make them male or female. And, you know, just by being a male, it doesn't mean I don't have feminine energy. And just because the two of you are female doesn't mean you don't have masculine energy. We really have a balance of both, and it's important for us to have a balance of both, even on the earthly physical plane. Our sexual identity doesn't mean that we just hold one archetypal energy. We do still have both masculine and feminine energies within us, even though we are physically one, and we probably are more, we have the propensity to kind of adopt more of one archetypal energy, whether masculine or feminine.
Okay, that's definitely, again, this is Stars Maya, and that's food for thought. And I completely understand everything that you're saying, even though I don't totally agree with you. I can understand it's all of this is very profound, but I definitely understand what led you to say that. And the other thing that I did want to mention is that one thing that we always have to be aware of, and this is for our listeners as well, is whether we're gifted.
Oh, hello, did I drop off?
No, I think that was Maya.
Oh, okay, that happened to me last week.
No,
did you
it
have
was Stars
to
Maya. She'll be back. She has a new phone, and
okay.
She zigged when she should have zagged, I guess. So just pick it up, and I'll connect her as soon as she gets back in, so not to worry. Just go ahead.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
so...
Go ahead, Caitlin, Claire, if you had something to comment on.
Oh, okay.
On what
well,
I
as
said,
far
yeah.
as the masculine and feminine go, I guess in my spiritual belief, you know, there's gods and goddesses.
Right.
The male and the female are represented in everything in nature and everything divine.
Mm-hmm.
So not really, you know, necessarily having, as a pagan, we don't look at, you know, angels so much as ancestors. But when the two become one and life happens, you know, that's what I see as, you know, maybe in that moment being genderless because they're united. But I do think that most things in life and beyond do carry, you know, a masculine and a feminine energy. That doesn't mean once we've evolved, we've achieved enlightenment that, you know, that necessarily hinders us, because if you're truly reached enlightenment, you don't care if it's male, female, animal, vegetable,
right.
Mineral.
Right. So you would probably say that the higher self or this higher spirit self is probably, or do you believe that there's just one gender in terms of the spirit self? Or
no,
I
believe in two. I believe
yeah.
that there's a mother and a father. That's
right.
What I experience, you know, on a daily basis in, you know, my spiritual practices. And it's great. It's like having the biggest set of parents in the world.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
We've got Stars Maya back. So Stars Maya, they just carried on a little bit and continue on. I'm enjoying this thoroughly.
You know, I had a quick – oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I just wanted to – this is Stars Maya. I don't know what happened. It just disconnected me, so I apologize for that. And I just – all I heard was Caitlin Clare, Stars Caitlin, you were saying that you – If I just heard the tail end, so I don't want to put words in your mouth. But what I thought I understood you to say is that you do believe that there is a male the father and female the mother. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, which is what I believe. So go ahead,
well,
Stars James.
I just had a quick question about that because that is what I believe. But I ultimately, like, when you go to, I mean, I only believe that there's one source. I don't, you know, if you trace it back as far as you can go, I don't believe that there are multiple sources. I believe that there's only one source. And that one source, you know, certainly has both masculine and feminine, and the archetype of masculine and feminine exists in that single source. But do you believe that we have more than one source? I mean, is there more than one source energy?
I believe that... You know, the god and the goddess, when they create life, they come together and become one. And I think
okay.
in that moment, you could consider that one source. Yes. Do I think it's possible? Yes. Do I think it's all the time? Not necessarily. I definitely believe that, you know, there's a male and a female, I guess.
Right.
But when the two come together, I do recognize that as the ultimate expression of love and creation as one single force, yes. But I do believe that you need the male and the female to accomplish that. It's
right,
what creates
right.
life.
Okay, so you believe that there's two, I mean, so you're putting personality on God. There's two distinct personalities to God? I mean, I'm just trying to understand because to me, that is
there's
a representation
a feminine and
of
a masculine.
Duality. Okay.
In my belief system, they have multiple personalities. Some are benevolent, and some are, you know, worship before men go into war.
Okay, all right. So there's no one single source. You have a pantheon of sources. It's not
I
like
have a pantheon that all represents one divine feminine, and a pantheon that represents the different facets of one divine masculine. Yeah.
So you have two gods. So I don't understand paganism. I'm just trying to understand. There's two gods essentially in paganism, and then there's
mm-hmm.
lots of archetypes of those gods.
The gods wear different faces for different situations. That's the
sure.
best way I could put it. And stories and legends have been told to represent lessons in, you know, the pagan faith.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily, this really happened, and, you know, Ares, the god of war, came down and slew 4 million dragons. He probably
right,
didn't,
right.
but there's a lesson behind that, you know, action, you should take action, and, you know, you can accomplish more than you think, perhaps.
Right.
But
right.
it's just an easy way for people to identify the divine all around them.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's kind of like the Hindu religion as well, where there's
mm-hmm.
several archetypes for a single source.
Sure.
I just didn't know if you have two distinct. I mean, because I do get that, you know, they're archetypal figures, so they represent something, you know, in terms of a face of God, like Ganesh, the remover of all obstacle, is an archetype of the divine as a whole, a single archetype
mm-hmm.
of the divine as a whole. And, you know, I actually have a statue of Ganesh. I think it's a great figure, a great archetype. But I guess what I'm trying to identify is that in the pagan faith, there are essentially, you know, the essence of all of those archetypes, there are still two gods, not one god.
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's what I was getting to. Because I know in Hinduism, Buddhism as well, Buddhism's more of a philosophy, but there is still only a single source. And Christianity, there's really only one source. And so, I don't know a lot of pagans, so that really does help me kind of identify. So really the main difference is that there's two gods instead of one god.
It's interesting you say that because Tara is a goddess in Buddhism.
Right, right. Well, but there's a single source.
But yeah,
in the,
we
underlining ideology. There's one source represented by different archetypes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very interesting. This is Stars Maya. Very interesting, our views on that. And what I ascribe to is I ascribe to God the Father, and I do feel that he is a masculine spiritual energy, that he is called the Father because he may have feminine traits, but he emulates masculinity at its highest and best. And so where I feel femininity comes in is throughout the angels, and I see it through the earth. I feel that the earth, the plants, the trees, and even a lot of animals represent the feminine part. So I would have to say, you know, based on the discussion where it's going, that I tend to favor that the head honcho here, or the head chief, I do feel is masculine. And the other thing I was going to bring up is that I feel that one of the biggest issues clients face is that they are returning to a life where the life before they were the opposite gender, and they're finding themselves, like, for example, they are in this life as a female, but the past life or previous life they were a male, and so they're having an overlap. So you have a female who wants to be female, but she's finding herself with having a lot of masculine traits, and that can often be an obstacle and be difficult. So that's something that comes up a lot in and with my clients, and I try to help them to put that together. So I know we're running out of time here, and again, we do have next week's show. We're going to continue this discussion. As we can all see, there's just so much to be discussed, and we'll probably come back to it at a later date as well. And before we go on to take callers, we'll start with you, Stars Caitlin Clare. Did you want to add anything before we move ahead?
Yeah, just real quick. I always find it, you know, interesting that people, you know, will come and say they feel like they're struggling, you know, with the challenges laid out in this life, and, you know, maybe with who they are. And it's not uncommon to be born female. I'll use myself as an example. In astrology, there's masculine and feminine signs, and I am most definitely a female, but I am a Leo, which is a male sign, and there are a lot of things about my personality that might be considered masculine that aren't necessarily comfortable all the time. If you know what I mean, like, I'm pretty confident and assertive because Leos simply are, and sometimes that assertiveness has gotten me into, you know, a few headbutts with, you know, male figures of authority, or people have said, God, you know, that kind of comes off kind of masculine, and I'm like, oh, but I'm not a masculine person, I'm a woman. So I just find it interesting that the first thing I'll look at when somebody complains is I'll ask them what their sign is. And more often than not, you know, it'll be a woman with the masculine sign going, yep, there it is. That's what's making you feel a little on edge or uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely, I'm sure that's an important point. And, you know, coming from an astrologer's view, I can understand. I'm not an astrologer, but it makes perfect sense to me that would be a qualifying factor and definitely would add to or be a very good explanation for those obstacles or challenges or difficulties. And so what about you, Stars James? Is there anything that you wanted to add before we go on to take calls?
Not so much, but I did have a question that it sort of intrigues me with the astrology thing. Would you say that if someone has a predominantly masculine or feminine sign, that is possibly a representation of their past life? Is that what you were trying to say, or just that that sign kind of influences them?
I think the sign influences them depending on, you know, where your sun is at and also what your rising sign is at, and those two could be, one could be masculine and one could be feminine. I mean, we get a whole mishmash Right. But sometimes you can see or get an inkling as to somebody's past life depending on certain criteria where certain planets are within the chart. And you can also determine if they were male or female. So,
okay.
And their personality traits. So.
Very interesting.
Okay,
yeah, I'm always
well,
intrigued by the astrology part because I'm not, you know, it's not something that I've really delved into too much, so it's always very intriguing.
Yes, we're all, this is Stars Maya, and we're very fortunate to have such a wonderful astrologer, Stars Caitlin. She always gives us that view, and neither myself, Stars Maya, or Stars James, we don't do astrology, so it's just so phenomenal that we have her to share that side because it's definitely relevant and definitely accurate and everything else. So we're lucky that the three of us do well together even when our beliefs differ. So I guess we can turn it over to StarsCast and see what callers we have on the line.
Oh, I have quite a few tonight for you. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. You know, I dabbled in astrology in the very beginning of my, you could call it my career, quote unquote. And so I know a lot of things. I don't know as much as Caitlin does. We have Stars Celestial. It's Eileen. Her name is Eileen. And talk about, oh, Caitlin, you would love to talk to her. I'm going to get her on the show. Maybe the Monday before New Year's Eve when we do our two-hour special, maybe I can bring her on and Stars JC, another astrologer. The three of you could have a wonderful time exchanging ideas, and I'm hoping to get others that night to join us because I think it's going to be wonderful. You can do predictions. Oh, it's just going to be just totally wonderful. Now, I do have my first caller here. I'm going to give it to you, Stars Caitlin. Are you ready?
Sure.
You're always ready. Hey, yes, I'm ready, right? Okay,
always.
Her name is Annette. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Annette. You've got Stars Caitlin Clare on the air live. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Caitlin Clare. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Annette?
I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards to actually a relationship in 2014.
Okay.
This is happening for me.
So you're looking to see if you're going to start a new relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards real quick.
Okay.
They're noisy, I know.
That's okay.
All right, let's take a look. Well, you're certainly leaving a lot in the past.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, nasty relationship in the past, money problems, but you are putting it to rest. You may need to do it again, actually, before you start this new relationship, but you,
okay.
Boy, did you pull a doozy of a card. This man is absolutely wonderful.
Ooh.
You pulled the Forest Lord, which is like the highest male card in the deck, major card.
Wow.
He is surrounded by the lush forest, and he represents a provider who takes care of all of your needs, especially spiritual needs.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy's, yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
And to better manifest this, because you've also got the Six of Cups here, and that represents spending too much time thinking about the past, a little too nostalgic, not necessarily in a bad way, only remembering bad things. But in order to keep your door open for this guy to enter in the next year, you want to just release that a bit because you've done such a good job putting to rest this past awful relationship that, you know, probably took you to the bank a bit. But that's done. That is definitely done.
Good. Wow.
But,
Curious.
You definitely have rewards, coming.
Wow.
And he will treat you like a queen. And he allows you to express yourself. He's interested in your ideas. So, this guy's a keeper. He's coming.
Wow. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, well, you've done the work and you deserve it. You've let go of a lot of, this disastrous stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all in the past.
Wow.
So it's just a wide open door. So just keep your eyes open and, allow yourself to be treated well.
Yes, yes. And that's across the board with everything.
Yeah. Well, you put
I'm
your foot down and you're saying I'm not doing these things anymore because they don't make me happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the right action to take. You're going to be rewarded for it with a nice man.
Oh, this is fantastic. This, you know, I feel like the universe has really, you know, I feel like that, you know, it's, I mean, the shift has really affected everything in my life, and it's been like, you know, just like I tell my friends, I feel like I've been in the belly of the whale, in the whale for so long, for so long, and it's like, I can just feel the light coming in, and I can see it coming in.
Yeah, because you put to rest all this garbage.
Yes, yes.
You did all that work, and now you're going to be rewarded for it and enjoy it.
I will. Oh, this is great. This is fantastic. Oh, boy. When it rains, it pours, and I love it.
Yes, it does.
I love it.
But, you did your time. Now enjoy.
I will. Oh, this is excellent. Thank you so much. What a beautiful
meeting. Oh, it's my pleasure, Annette.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
You too.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Okay, moving right along. We have another caller. I'm going to give this one to Maya of Stars James, but I have somebody for you right after, not to worry. Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, I have Mary who wants to talk to you. Let me connect you. Hi, Mary. You've got Stars Maya on the air live. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Thank you. Hi, Stars Maya.
Mary.
I'm selling my home, and I'm wondering when you see me selling it and if you pick up anything about where I'm going, what kind of a place I'd be going to.
Okay. Well, I feel that, did you have, was there something prior, maybe even before you technically put it up for sale? I feel like there was a prior party that was interested, or there may have been a potential sell or buyout, something like that, that happened prior to this now being for sale.
About a year or so ago, through a mix-up, the lender tried to foreclose on me illegally, and I got legal help to keep it, but I didn't get any offers at any time.
Okay.
Financially, I need to sell.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me, though, that I saw that there might be. I do feel that you're going to sell your house, and you need to keep your energy positive and imagine the right people coming in and imagine that they're going to be happy. So try not to let anything that might be negative for you associated with this house, you know, reflect in the house. And my guides are telling me that you need to use lavender, like scents would be good. And I feel
but
like
lavender soap to make it smell nice in the bathroom.
Yes. Well, and it's just, it overrides, you have a little bit of anxiety going on around you, Mary.
That's
which
right.
I understand because I know that you're going through a lot right now. And
yes.
The lavender will not only calm you, but it will override that anxious energy. When we're buying and selling a home, when we're selling a home, you know, some of us are not anxious, but a lot of us, especially in today's economy, are anxious and almost desperate. And when people come in, they feel that energy. And unfortunately, what often happens is that energy, they can't put their finger on it, but it keeps them from actually looking at the house and seeing the house for what it is. They kind of just do a quick walkthrough and they don't feel right. So what my guides are also telling me is, which logically this seems hard for me to believe, but they feel that an offer is going to come through this month.
Oh.
And it may not complete, and, you know, you may not do an escrow in this month, but they're telling me that a solid offer, people or an organization even possibly with solid funding is going to come through this month. So, again,
it's a good offer, you're saying?
Yes, it's a good offer. And they are letting you know, though, that, you know, you're going to need to be somewhat reasonable, that your needs to get out of this home override maybe a couple thousand dollars. You know, obviously you can't give the house away. I'm not suggesting that.
No.
But I understand. So whatever your bottom dollar is, keep that in mind and be flexible. But I'm actually seeing that it's more of an energy situation. If you can work on your energy, that's the key to selling your home, and that you're going to get a solid offer and it's not going to fall through. Now, keep in mind, you may get an offer. You may get more than one this month. It looks like that's possible, and one may fall through. So don't panic and say, oh, gosh, Maya was wrong. I never should have listened to her. just know that I'm being assured that there is going to be the signing of a contract and the funding. Everything will be approved by the buyers. And although escrow doesn't seem to be taking place in December, that may be the 1st of January, your peace of mind will be restored because, you will be notified along the way that, yes, the paperwork's in, yes, this has been approved, yes, they have the money, or the organization, for some reason, they keep telling me that there's a possibility of it being some type of an organization or for an organization. And really, Mary, it doesn't really matter the only thing that matters is you sell the house. Now,
right.
You asked about where you're going to be going.
I want to stay in the area, and so far I haven't been able to find a place affordable, and I have two cats that have to go with me. So I've been kind of looking around, just getting ideas of where I want to go, but the prices are a little high right now, so I'm not sure.
Right, and what I'm shown is that a lot of times when we feel like we're being blocked in the right home or something isn't coming through, we're actually being saved from making a mistake, and again, that's how I'm feeling here with you, Mary. My guides are saying rest assured, timing is everything, and it feels like if you find something too soon, it would be too risky for you to take it until you knew for sure.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. The realtor told me to, be patient and not really look until I'm sure. But I'm thinking of renting more than owning. But I don't exactly know what type of dwelling I will end up with, if it's going to be the same size or smaller,
I feel like a house. Is that what you're living in now, is a house?
I'm in a condo. I'm in a 2-2 condo, and I kind of like that setup, but I have to take my animals too.
Okay. This could be, it depends on how you define condo. I don't see this as being a large unit complex. To me, it feels smaller. So my terminology would be it could possibly be a duplex or a townhouse. It might be connected to something else, but I'm not getting a lot of stairways and I'm not getting a lot of residents. So I'm going to say that it's going to be either some type of very small unit. It could be an apartment condo, but it feels like it would be one story and a very small unit as opposed to a big complex. But again, let's go back to what's most important, and that is finding something that you love, It possibly feels like it might be a little smaller, but nothing drastic. And I feel like you're going to be extremely happy. And when the time is right and everything comes together, you will find the place that you want. There is a place out there. It is waiting for you. And the worst thing right now would be to find this beautiful place that you could afford, but you couldn't do anything about it because your house hadn't sold. So really you just need to kind of be joyful and, and go ahead and give gratitude for what's yet to come, because I am sharing with you that I'm being shown that this is going to come to fruition. You are going to sell and you are going to find something. And again, regardless of whether it's an apartment, a condo, you'll be able to bring your animals, and I see you being very happy there, and I feel like it's going to be long-term. And by that, I mean I feel like at least a couple of years, if not longer. I don't get another move. So I wish you the very best. And if I don't know if we'll speak again, because we have so many callers now, but you know you can always visit us at Star Psychics. And happy holidays. And just
thank you. That's very reassuring, and I do appreciate you tuning in for me tonight, and I wish you the very best for the holiday as well.
Thank you, and God bless you, Mary.
You too, Mary. Bye, Maya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Stars James, are you there? I'm sure
yes,
you're
I am.
There. I have somebody. You're such a patient gentleman you are with the lovely ladies you have surrounding you. Okay, I have Doreen. I'm going to get her on the line right now. Hi, Doreen. You're on live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, good evening, James.
Hey, Doreen.
Hi. My question would be, I'm going presently through like a spiritual metamorphosis. I feel like I'm the caterpillar turning into the butterfly, per se. And I just would like to know if I, you know, down the road a little bit, that I will have like a job in the metaphysical realm, some kind of metaphysical job.
Yes, absolutely. Even before you started, I had a really strong sense that that you are just a natural healer. I'm a Reiki practitioner, but you actually kind of just have a natural healing presence to you, and that part of this transformation that you're going through right now is to kind of mobilize yourself it's to put you in the right place to manifest your gift. There's two primary gifts that I see. First of all, like I said, you're a natural healer. Secondly, you're a powerful empath. And the purpose for that is to kind of see where the energy is going. And you probably already experienced the empath gift to a large degree, but you're being mobilized to start using it even in a professional way. Even, you know, whether it's in a psychic way, having clients come in and using both the psychic gifting as well as your healing gifting. I think that one of the things that I'm getting for you is that you really, just to kind of hone in all of the energy that you already have and to be able to manifest it even more, you may want to look into techniques like Reiki. Do you already practice Reiki, or do you even know anything about Reiki?
I know a little bit about it. I don't practice it as of yet.
Okay, yeah, start off with the first attunement and give yourself some time in between the attunements. I think that's always very important, but I really think you should, that's the direction that Spirit is taking you, and the purpose behind all of the struggles that you've had in the past and the purpose behind this spiritual awakening or this metamorphosis, as you called it, is really to mobilize yourself for that type of work, that's what you're supposed to be doing primarily in your life. That it's part of a life goal. I also see along with that, and specifically related to the Reiki attunements, is there's a creative side that you have that's going to be awakening as well. Or that you may already be aware of, but you don't use it predominantly in your career, and that's going to be. You know, actually, the flash that I had, my mentor, she has a double lung transplant. She went through a major crisis in her life, has a double lung transplant, and through that experience started seeing angels and actually started painting pictures of angels, and now she's an artist. And I almost see, I'm not saying that that's what you're going to do, but I almost see it's going to be something like that with this metamorphosis, that through the change, it's something very intrinsically creative that you're going to do as a part of your career change or your life change that's associated with this spiritual awakening.
Okay, because I did have an opportunity. I saw Archangel Michael and Raphael. I did see them, you know.
Right, right. Well, and Raphael,
and
of course, is
presence.
Healing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the two primary angels. When I do Reiki with people, those are the two primary angels that I work with. So absolutely, I think that they're right there preparing you and bringing you to the place that you need to be. And I actually do see you going and doing this type of work full time. This is not just something you're going to do on the side. You're eventually going to completely transition over and do the healing work, but also this creative work. And I think that you're going to know, once you really see it, you're going to know exactly what it is. My mentor, I think she was... I think she was almost in her late 40s, early 50s before she started painting and had never painted a picture in her life. Now she has several books with her paintings and paintings all over the country and galleries and, you know, and it's going to be something very similar to that. I don't think you'll have to go through the tremendous amount of spiritual, the tremendous amount of crisis that she had to go through. But I do see that it's going to be something like that, that you're going to really have two functions, two jobs. One of them is this creative outlet. I don't necessarily know if it's painting. I don't know. You could try it. I think you'll know when it shows up. I think you're just going to know that that's what it is.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
I actually see you functioning in both of those as a career move, a specific career move for you.
Well, that's what I've been hoping for. I've raised my children,
right.
And now I have some beautiful grandchildren, and I just want to help them on their path through their life. And I feel the way that I'm going to do it is through my path presently.
Right, right. No, I agree, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, another thing, look into reflexology as well. I don't know how it relates because I don't know a lot about it, but I just had feet flash before my eyes too. So look into that as well because I think that those feet that just kind of popped into my vision here.
It's probably because I inherited my dad's bad feet. They were terrible, and I looked down and I said, oh, my goodness, you gave me your feet. Like, I have a terrible problem. They hurt all the time.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well,
so that's probably what you're seeing, my aching
feet. It might
feet.
Be. Maybe Raphael's healing those even, you know, even now. But I do think you should look up definitely the Reiki and look up reflexology as well, because that might be something, you know, along the same lines with the healing and the psychic ability. I think that they all kind of go together in the holistic, you know, the holistic practice.
And I do see spirits, and I've had, you know, different dreams before, like, events had occurred, and I am interested as well in mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to pursue that as well.
No, I agree. I really see you more instead of doing, not that you can't do mediumship. I mean, all three of us do some levels of mediumship. It's just not primarily what we do here, or we do for our work. In terms of mediumship, though, I actually see you, and I don't use this term very often, and you might want to go back and listen to our mediumship broadcast. There's one on here in the archives. But almost like releasing stuck energy as well.
Okay.
I mean, what's referred to as rescue mediumship, even though I don't necessarily believe that specific spirits are stuck here, but we each had a different viewpoint on that, I believe. But But yeah, almost releasing some energy that might be stuck on the physical plane in terms of mediumship as well. But yeah, definitely go back and look into the mediumship. I don't see that mediumship is your primary function.
Okay.
I really believe your primary function is using the empathic gift and healing. I see that those two are really the primary function.
Okay, James. The only other question is, can you give me like some kind of a time frame that you see?
Right. I actually seen this blossoming. I thought I mentioned it, probably didn't. I actually saw this blossoming really starting the momentum in around mid 2014.
Okay.
After And I sense that you would, there's somebody there that will mentor you through the first two Reiki attunements, and it's after your second Reiki attunement that things are really going to start moving, and you're going to have clear vision about your path as well.
Okay, great. I mean, that's what I was hoping. Like I said, I really want to help people. That's, you know, what my goal is presently, and I feel that I can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through
that,
you know, in this lifetime. Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, it was to get me ready to do what I have to do now.
Right, right. I agree totally. Yeah, you're on the right path too. And just, you know, look into the Reiki attunements, because I mean that really opens you up to more of the psychic giftings as well. And I know that when I had my Reiki attunements, it was almost like it reminded me of the story when my nephew, he went all his whole life without seeing, and when he first got glasses, he looked at a tree and said, "Oh, there are leaves on trees." And that's what the Reiki attunements did for me, because I've always been spiritually connected, but it was like sticking glasses on and being able to see things more clearly. So I really think that helps in all aspects and all areas of a psychic gifting.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I'm so thankful to be blessed with this reading, and I thank all of you there, you know, for your time for everyone.
Absolutely.
God bless you, and I hope you guys have a happy holiday. Thank you so much, Star.
Yes.
James. I'm just so happy.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Doreen. Come back and see us, and, you know, go to the site. You can always get an in-depth reading with Star James.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Have a great evening. Have a good holiday, and we're going to take our next caller. Okay, I have Miss Caitlin here, Miss Stars Caitlin Claire. I have somebody here waiting to talk to you. Her name is Michelle.
Okay. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Hi. Good evening, all.
Hi, Michelle. Go ahead. You can ask Caitlin Claire your question, please.
Thank you, Caitlin. My question is, I am actually looking to start a business, and I'm wondering, can you see for me, when do you see me being able to do a lease or purchase of the building or the home where I'm going to be growing everything?
Okay. So you've been preparing to open this business, so you've taken the steps to actually manifest this already?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm looking to get a grant. There's grants that I'm looking for, as well as I've also been told that there's investors too, so kind of both. And so I'm just wondering, can you see, when do you actually see me, like, doing a purchase of the place or a lease of it to start growing everything?
Okay. I'm seeing this actually coming to full fruition. The latest at a year, but the actual process has already started this winter.
Okay.
So give yourself literally one full year from the onset of winter, but there's something you need to be aware of. Go in with your eyes wide open and question everything, because the first card that came up for this was the Ten of Swords, which is disillusion. If it's too good to be true, it probably is, and there's going to be somebody involved in this business that you're going to want to get rid of. They don't have your best interests at heart. In fact, they're more interested in your money, you know, or potential money they think they're going to make than putting your best interests at heart. So question everyone. But otherwise, I mean, this looks really, really great as long as you continue to take action on a daily basis of putting something into your business and putting something into your business. That's represented here by the Eight of Wands, but you've got the Queen of Discs, and discs represent money. You've got the Queen, the King, and the Page. So this business will be very successful. Just please don't take any bad advice.
Okay.
And make sure that, you know, things that you've put to rest in the past stay there. But it's starting, the process has already started this winter, and it will come to full fruition within 1 year.
Okay.
To where you want it to be, your idea of fruition, your idea of, like, this is the mark I've made for myself, and I'm going to hit it. It will be 1 year.
Thank you so much.
But it looks very, very good. Just stay away from the bad advice.
Say maybe don't take any, huh?
Well, question everything, but just be aware that there might be people that, you know, come into your world regarding this that don't necessarily have your best interests at heart. So, you know, question everybody. It's your baby. It's your business.
Okay.
And if you nurture it, it will be very successful. It's very healthy. You're well-grounded. You're in a good place to do this. Just remember to, you know, do a little bit each day, and you'll be fine.
Okay. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
You guys have happy holidays.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care. Come back and see us.
I will. Bye.
Okay, we have one more reading here. Stars Maya, you are on the air with Ellen. I'm going to connect you with her. This is our last caller.
Okay.
Hi, Ellen. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding career and what you see happening for me.
Hi, Ellen. This is Stars Maya, and there was a lot of static. Could you repeat that question for me, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry about the static. I noticed that when I called in. I just wanted to know about my career and what you see happening next in it.
And what about your career and what I see happening next?
Yes.
Next what, next year? Is that what you said?
Oh, no. What's going to happen next? You see me finding a new position.
Okay. I feel that you've expended everything pretty much where you're at. I feel like you've done everything that you can. Career-wise, it feels like it's a good choice, career experience and so on. But the environment, and there's a lot of other things going on. I think there's some drama going on. So I do see a career change. I don't feel that it's going to happen until early 2014. So anywhere beginning in January, definitely don't let that stop you from looking and applying now, because a lot of companies are accepting resumes and applications and holding on to them and then going through things around the first of the year. But I'm definitely picking up that you are going to make a career change. It's going to be pretty much in the same field that you're working now. Can you hear me over the static?
Yes, I can, and I apologize for that. It just made connections.
Okay. So what my guides are telling me is that there's going to be a career move, and it's the whole feeling is going to be this career change. Definitely there's going to be promotional opportunity. But I feel like you're going to have a lot more freedom with doing things instead of where you are right now. I feel that the feeling is someone's looking over your shoulder and that things get picked apart and that you don't really have the freedom to be creative. And so you become bored and, you know, you feel oppressed to me a little bit at your current situation. So you are going to be making a change. It's going to be a very good change for you. Money-wise, it's probably going to be pretty close, a little bit more, but mm-hmm. the potential for there's some type of commission, bonus, some kind of system that you're going to be on board with that's going to allow you to increase your finances, increase your prosperity. So you're moving in the right direction. I feel like your intentions and your mindset, you've decided that you're ready to make a change and a shift. And so it's just a matter of just really just go for it. And, again, just because I'm not necessarily seeing a change this month doesn't mean that you shouldn't bother to apply. You should apply for anything. You know, go with your instincts. Anything that seems appealing. And look at interview as how people look if they're looking to buy a home. You're making the decision just as much as the interviewer is. You're deciding, is this the right company for me? because you need to have freedom. You have a lot of great ideas. You work really well on your own. You can be outspoken in the right situation. If someone stomps on you, then you kind of can become a shrinking violet at times after enough time. But you're natural. You're becoming very empowered. So a lot of your natural ability is really starting to shine, and you need a company that glories that and commends that and says, wow, let's just let Ellen do it because she knows what she's doing. Let's let her tackle this on her own. She doesn't need us questioning and asking, and, you know, that's the feeling I get. And that may not be literal, but that's the energy that I feel around your current situation. So I wish you the best. I do see you in a new job, and that's going to work out great for you. And I appreciate your call. God bless you, and thank you, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much for the reading, and it confirms what I thought. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Alan. Come back and see us, and please go to the site and check out all the staff, and you could get an in-depth reading from Stars Maya or Stars James or Stars Caitlin Clare. We'd love to have you, and you get 5 free minutes. Happy holidays to you. Okay, show is over, I guess, for us, and another fine topic discussion from all of you. How wonderful. I don't know if you ever hear the recording of the show, but it's really, really wonderful. The three of you, different ideas sometimes, sometimes not. I think that's what's great about the three of you. You don't agree on everything, and sometimes you agree, and makes for a really good show. Now, I guess, are we going to do Past Lives 2 next week? Is that what everybody wants to do?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds
James?
Good to me.
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, you guys are so easy. Okay, and I think, Wednesday the 18th, I think we'll do sacraments, you know, how you prayed, you know,
rituals,
you do candles,
yeah,
your rituals, yep. And I think that's going to be a good one. And then we have to decide on something here for December 23rd. I don't know. I think we'll probably do 1 hour that night because it's just before Christmas and it's going to be a little tough. People will be out and about and parties and all that kind of stuff. But the following week is December 30th, and it will be just before New Year's Eve. I thought maybe we could do a two-hour show then. And really, you know, I'll give away minutes to the site. I'll make it so that it's really nice for everybody, and we can kind of really promote that. Unless somebody's got plans. I mean, if you have plans, please don't change them. We'll just make the adjustment. But I think I could get other readers to come on board, and all of you could talk. I mean, wouldn't it be fun to meet some other people? I mean, I know, like I said, Stars Celestial, Stars JC, and they're also astrologers. That's all that they do, you know, all of that. And I have, you know, I have other mediums. And what do you think, guys? You think that would be fun?
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah,
I'm,
it sounds good.
Sure.
You guys are just too easy. I don't know. Boy, what a wonderful bunch of people I have. You know what it is? It's because you're all very spiritual, and you want to just do something that's for the benefit of everybody. And I also want to tell all of you that we will be having scheduled readings to where you'll have it in your shop. If somebody wants to have a reading from you on a specific day and time, they'll be able to get a confirmation from you and meet with you in your chat. Our audio, the gentleman's supposed to have the last two little tiny fixes tomorrow. Tony and I will test it, and we will be good to go, and it will be moved to the live site, and that's going to be awesome. Right now, there's not there's probably 8 or 9 that I've tested, but there were some few little issues, and I want it to be perfect. I don't want anybody to have any issues. And I know, James, we have to test you, but we won't worry. We'll do it all on the real site, on the live site. And it's going to be really good. I mean, it really, really is. So have a good evening, everybody. And I love you guys an awful lot. I hope you know
Thanks.
That. And I will see you next week.
Yeah, you too. We love you too.
All right, love you
too. We love you too. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.